This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio. Let's bring in Nelson Rego to talk a little bit of tech. Nelson is, of course, from Cool Blend Tech. Hey, good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
So, Nelson, let's start in the world of Microsoft, where they've announced some new accessibility features for Windows 11. So, let's start with live captions. What is this going to entail?
Yeah, so most of us know what captions are. Generally speaking, it's good for people that have hearing loss, which gives you the text of what someone's saying on the screen. But in this case, it'll be a live captioning. So once you have it enabled, and right now it's only available for Windows Insiders program. So it's basically just their beta program. And once you have it enabled, it'll have the text just under, for example, your camera. So your camera would be at the top of the monitor. And the text will be just under there, so it makes it look like it's natural when you're talking to someone in a remote call. And then you can adjust the size of the fonts, even the color of the fonts as well.
I like that.
And even the type of font. Yeah,
I like
and
that.
And if for some reason, if you don't like where the live caption is going, you can actually put into a floating window, or you could even move it back to its traditional area, which is at the bottom of the screen. So it's pretty cool, and it's from what I heard, it's pretty close to being like pretty 100% accurate. So, but I haven't tested myself because
right, you're not a Windows Mac, insider. But Nelson, is this just for Teams calls, or is this cross software? Like, for example, we'll work in a Zoom call or another form of video conferencing.
They did say it was like multiple apps. They didn't specify exactly which apps. But it is going to be multiple apps, so it's not going to be just like a Skype call or something like that. So I assume it's going to be across the board, and it's going to be a process locally on the machine. So, but yeah, without me testing it, I'm not 100% sure. But they did mention multiple apps. So, since Skype is, the only one, or Teams is one of the few apps, I assume it's going to be a cross-platform to multiple apps. But don't take my word for it until someone gets it tested out. Maybe our audience out there who's a Windows insider can let us know.
What about the voice access feature?
The voice access feature is actually pretty cool. That one is for people that have issues or have difficulties using the keyboard or mouse. It'll allow you to control by using the speech recognition software. So it'll control the computer, where you control the apps, where you can switch apps. You can browse the web with it, and it's all just verbally into your microphone. And it'll allow you to control as much as you can. I think it also said you could read your emails, and also author or create an email as well. So it's pretty well done from what I understand. And that's also for Windows Insider as well. So, but expected to be released soon once it's out of the their beta program.
How about the incorporation of a natural narrator voice? How are they going to be rolling this out?
Yeah, so this has been a long-standing issue with Windows, just because people that use Narrator, traditionally they never saw it as a full sort of screen reading program. But Microsoft has been working hard in making this a very robust screen reader. And one of the major complaints with it was just the voice, didn't really sound that great. But I mean, in comparison to some of the other screen readers, it actually sounds pretty good when I listen back to it. I won't say any specific one, because people still have a love for that particular screen reader. But it's, they're trying to make it more just like a very natural human kind of sounding voice. And all that is actually being processed directly on the machine. So once you download the voices and set up on your computer, all the natural voices is going to sound pretty good. I haven't heard it myself, the voice, but from what I've heard online, people thought it was a like very nice sounding voice. So, but it's worth a listen. I mean, I heard the last version of it and it actually sounded pretty good. So if this sounds better than that last one, then that's a big improvement for Microsoft.
Nelson, we oftentimes find ourselves talking about some of the big voice assistants on this show, whether it be the Google Home, the Apple HomePod, the Amazon Echo devices. But one of the other smart home speaker systems that we touch upon largely as a toy is the Sonos world, the sound, the great surround sound being offered by Sonos products. Well, next month, they're going to be bringing in their own digital voice assistants. So what are they going to have on offer with their own assistants?
Yeah, albeit a very expensive toy.
Sonos very expensive toy.
Yes, they're expensive. I actually have Sonos products throughout my home, and I found, in comparison to other speakers, it's a very excellent sounding speaker, although, you know, that's people would otherwise, you know, argue maybe other speakers are better. But for what you get for a wireless speaker, it's a very high quality sounding sound that comes out of these speakers. But yeah, that's all we need is another a voice assistant, right? So, but the thing that separates this particular assistant is that it's all going to be on the devices themselves. So nothing gets sent back to Sonos. It doesn't get used anywhere like, you know, the competitors that are using our voices all the time. And I got one just to the left of me listening to me right now. So that one is specifically just to control your devices. So that's the good part of this one that separates it from the other devices, that is that they double down on privacy as opposed to the Amazon and the Apple and the Google options, which you know, you can't expect any privacy from those speakers whatsoever.
That it's a localized device. But here's the thing, Nelson. If I can't order my toilet paper by talking to my machine, what major features are going to be on offer here?
Well, it's the Sonos speaker does let you put the for example, the Google Assistant. Although it doesn't right now work with Sonos, they've had some litigation between Sonos and Google. Where Google apparently was you know, stealing some intellectual property, so they're not playing very well together. But you can get the Alexa voice on there, and that's a compatible with the Sonos voice, so you can use both voices. And then I'm not sure about Siri if they're going to allow that one yet, but you can put the Apple Music. But the cool thing about this is that. It's very quick. If you listen to any of the demos online, I think Mobile Syrup was doing a demo of it, and they were saying it was very quick. And I think Engadget was also saying it was very like within seconds. And there's no like confirmation voice either. It just goes straight to playing the song. So if you want to play a particular song, it'll just play it. It won't say like, "Is this the song you want?"
Yeah.
It just seems to be
playing Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton on Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. It'll give you like a, from what I've heard in the video, it gives you like a little tone and then it goes straight into playing the song. So for us who, you know, don't care for the extra sort of verbiage from those other speakers, it's a nice addition. And it's you control like the audio. You can, like I said, change the songs. You can actually direct it to a specific speaker. So if you want to say, you know, the command is going to be like, "Hey Sonos," and then play it in this speaker. You'll play that music directly at that speaker. So
nice.
So that's got that multi-room thing. Once you know, if you got as many songs as I do, you can get that whole multi-room thing happening. So
not having to go back to the bass and try to figure out which fader goes to which room and to which speaker, and then your friends yell at you because they're like, "I don't want that sound in my bedroom." And it's like, "I'm sorry, I'm confused." Nelson,
yeah,
is this going to be a software rollout, or are we looking at a fresh price tag to buy fresh speakers to access this assistance?
No, this is going to be rolling out, I believe, to every speaker in their lineup from what I heard. I'm sure there's going to be some limitations because they do have some limitations with a few of their speakers. I remember they released a separate app for Sonos, but when they were talking about it originally, they said it was going to be a rollout on June 1st. It's going to be U.S. only, but from what Mobile Syrup was saying, there's a trick for Canadians. So if you switch your either your language or your region to U.S., You can actually grab that Sonos update and then start using the voice assistant from Sonos.
Nice.
And then a month later, it's going to be released out to France. And then I believe people in Quebec can also do a similar thing where they can change their region to France and have a similar experience. So it's definitely worth testing out. And of course, if you have a VPN, you can, you know, put your device wherever you want in the world. So, but this lets those who don't have a VPN to sort of play around with the new feature, even though you're not, you know, in the States or in France. So it's cool and it's free. They also did release a new speaker, the Sonos Ray. So those of us who want another speaker, or those who thought Sonos was a bit expensive, the Ray is about half the price of the Sonos Beam. They have a price at $279 US. It doesn't have the full features of the Beam, but if you want that sound quality that you can get from the Sonos Beam, which is just a play bar that you put under, or like a sound bar that you put under your TV, it's a very excellent sounding speaker from what the tests that have been done. So it's worth checking into it if that's something you want to get into.
Too rich for my blood, Nelson. Too rich for my blood. Nelson, you have yourself a great day. Enjoy the Battle of Alberta that starts tomorrow.
Great. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.